Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 445 for Wednesday, June 22nd. I'm Phil Front-Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were up Wednesday, seeing a correction after dropping sharply the past 2 days. Canola is up $1 to $5 in early activity. The November contract up $1.80 at $495.40 per ton. That contract bounced off its 100-day moving average, which was supportive from a chart standpoint. End-user bargain hunting, gains in Chicago soy oil, and the need to keep some weather premiums in the market helped underpin canola as well. However, crop conditions do remain relatively favorable for the time being across most of North America. The firmer Canadian dollar today and a generally bearish technical outlook also put some pressure on values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all mostly higher, also seeing a correction after yesterday's sharp declines. Soybeans up 4 to 7 cents, November up 6 cents at $11.17 per bushel. Solid export demand contributed to today's corrective bounce, with the latest losses encouraging fresh business to China and other unknown destinations. The uncertain U.S. production prospects were also somewhat supportive, as there's still a long growing season ahead. However, the nearby weather conditions do remain favorable for crop development, limiting the advances. For corn, prices are steady to up 2 cents, as that market was also due for a correction after yesterday's declines. The September contract is up 2 cents at $4.04 per bushel. The good U.S. weather conditions have largely been factored into the futures for the time being, and technical support was holding. Wheat futures, they're up 1 to 4 cents. The September contract in Chicago up 4 at $4.63 per bushel. Rain-related harvest delays in some winter wheat areas were a bit supportive, while oversold price sentiment was another feature. Production concerns in other wheat-growing regions of the world, including China and the Black Sea region, were also supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, June 22nd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Front-Workington.